everyone, Coach Carol here. Today we're talking about the five crucial components of exercise. Our bodies were designed to move. Regular physical activity is crucial to good health and significantly reduces our risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and numerous other health problems. You can maximize your health by ensuring your exercise activities contain five important components. Number one, make exercise fun. The more enjoyable exercise is to you, the more likely you will be to stay physically active on a regular basis. Think of activities you enjoy doing that just happen to also get your body moving. Or perhaps there's an activity you've been eager to try but haven't taken that step yet. Go ahead and put it on your calendar and invite a friend to join you. Number two, cardio. Cardiovascular or aerobic exercise occurs when we move continuously, raising the heart rate and keeping it elevated for a period of time in order to produce good health benefits. Two of the many benefits of this type of exercise include exercising one of the most important muscles in our bodies, the heart. This type of exercise burns unhealthy fat. It's also a great way to increase energy and reduce stress. Cardio doesn't have to be performed all at one time each day. Doing activities in 10 or 15 minute intervals will still produce many benefits. Any cardio activity is more beneficial than continuing to be inactive. Three, strength training. Strength training has many benefits. The two I feel most strongly about are, one, strength training keeps our muscles strong enough for us to be independent, allowing us to perform our activities of daily living into old age. And two, strength training helps our bones stay strong. When our muscles contract, they pull on the bones. This activity tells the bones to get stronger in order to keep up with the demand on the muscle. We want to challenge the muscles with weight so that the muscles and bones do not weaken. Supply and demand is in full force here. When we exercise and demand our body to rise to the challenge, the body responds by supplying stronger muscles and bones. Here are some examples of strength training exercises. If you go to the gym and use the machines there, great. If you don't, you can purchase some free weights and use those at home. Free weights are great for upper body strength. And for lower body strength, you can do squats or lunges, to name just a few. Number four, balance. Exercising your sense of balance is important because it can mean the difference between slipping and catching yourself versus slipping, falling, and becoming injured. In an instant, a fall can negatively affect your health for the rest of your life. Most of our body mass is in the upper two-thirds of our bodies. This disproportion creates a situation in which we are constantly at risk of falling and becoming injured. Avoiding falls becomes increasingly important as we age. To reduce the risk of falling, your time is well spent participating in activities that challenge your balance in order to maintain or improve this important skill. A few examples include tennis, skiing, skating, ballet, basketball, and hiking. Number five, stretching. Stretching is important to reduce the risk of injury and maintain a healthy range of motion for all the joints. When we exercise, our muscle fibers shorten and pull on the bone, making our bones move. If we continue to exercise without stretching, our muscles become shorter, and consequently, our bodies do not retain the proper range of motion, and that leaves us at a higher risk of injury. When we stretch after exercising, the muscles return to their proper length for optimal movement. Do your exercise habits include all five of the components we discussed? If so, that's terrific. If not, focus on what is missing so you can optimize your workouts to stay as healthy as possible. If you exercise on a regular basis, terrific. If not, I invite you to challenge yourself to take a step back and figure out why you're not exercising on a regular basis and overcome some of those challenges. People who exercise on a regular basis bring some of the benefits to their leadership skills, including reduced stress, increased energy, fewer low energy and sick days, improved mental function, a more positive mindset, a happier demeanor, an increased level of patience, and of course, you'll be modeling better self-care. What are some of the other benefits that you notice that you can use to motivate you to keep exercising on a daily basis? Congratulations on all of your efforts. Thanks for listening, and make today a great day.